Hey guys, welcome back to The Anxious Aquarius. My name is Sarah. Thank you so much for being here and for taking this time for yourself. I hope you all had an amazing holiday, and if you didn't, that's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. We've all had bad days before, right? And we've gotten through every single one of them. Today, I wanted to talk about the new year and New Year's resolutions as we finish out the last few days of 2020. But first, what is a resolution? By definition, it's a firm decision to do or not do something. And I know if you're anything like me, you're thinking, yeah, I firmly decide to until I firmly decide not to anymore. So why do we feel like we can't stick to it? I can only speak for myself, but I truly feel like it's because most of us have an all or nothing kind of mindset. And this has really limited me before. For a common example, if we're talking nutritional goals, we will eat perfectly clean, and then once we have a bite of our first cheat meal, that's it, it's over. We binge and we keep that up for days until the cycle starts over again, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna eat completely clean, and then you get that first cheat meal when you get bored. And taking a step back to look at that pattern, you see that this is two extremes, extremely one way or extremely the other, which is never a good thing in any area of life. So the key is to find the balance, the middle ground. This middle ground is where you'll find attainable long-term change. And in order to find this balance, you have to make at least three agreements with yourself. One being that you can't be hard on yourself. Getting hard on yourself is where you say screw it and you just give up. If you decide to take a small break from what you're working for, get used to saying things like, you know, I am really wanting this donut, but that's okay, no big deal. I'm gonna have this donut and I'm gonna enjoy every second of it, and then I'm gonna get back to what I want for myself, and hopefully one day that tastes as good as a donut. But you can still have donuts for the rest of your life, and that's okay. So just don't let it spiral you out of your progress. If nutrition is what you're wanting to change, and if you look at your month, and you think, you know, 90% of what I eat is crap, but then I, you know, that there's 10% that I eat really healthy. If you switch that to 90% of what I eat is healthy, you can still have that 10% crap, and that's okay. It's all about balance. So another agreement that you need to have with yourself is you cannot focus too much on the future, because that's when overwhelm pops in. I wouldn't plan or focus for more than 1 week at the very most. Focus on the stair that you're on, or at the very most, the next step. Because as soon as you look up at the winding, never-ending staircase, it's over. Another agreement that you need to keep with yourself is deciding that it's okay to start over a million times, as long as you don't give up forever. Anything that ends in success never happens in one try. But more of little tries over time. You don't develop a six-pack overnight. you don't develop a healthy, strong, intimate relationship after one date. You don't switch your dog's food all at once. You add it in to their old food a little bit at a time each day until they've had time to adjust or they'll get sick. And in many ways, so will you, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally, you will get sick. You're not a machine. So let it be okay to need an adjustment period. You know, you might see these celebrities or these athletes and it looks like they don't need an adjustment period. It looks like, you know, Michael Jordan just woke up one night and he was the greatest NBA player of all time. But you didn't see him sweat and you didn't see him sacrifice and fail and fail and fail. You know, you just see the highlight reel. Stop and sit and see the beauty in your adjustment period. Be okay with people seeing you struggle. Be present in your adjustment period and notice all of the amazing things happening. That you're doing it and you're heading in the right direction. When you're deciding what this year is going to look like for you and your mind is flowing with all of these great ideas, stop and think about the order of things also. Instead of doing things all at the same time, you know, like 6 goals at the same time and literally shocking yourself, focus on the first step. Thinking of it as levels. You cannot run a marathon if you can't even finish a mile. And I'm referring to myself because I cannot finish a mile. Your girl was not made to run. Shout out to my friend Carly, who basically walked a 5K with me a couple years ago. You a real one. I appreciate it. So, for example, if your goal is to stop drinking soda, before you completely cut it out, find your alternative first. Keep trying until you find something that you love more than soda, so it won't feel like a sacrifice. Incorporating it a little at a time until cutting your regular soda out completely is just no biggie anymore. And then finding more alternatives after you cut it out in case you get bored of what you already found so that you won't go back out of boredom. There are always going to be reasons why you can't change something. There's always going to be reasons why you want to give up and go back to comfort. But let's do something that we haven't done before. Let's find reasons why it will work. Let's find reasons why we want to keep going. It took me probably, and I am not exaggerating, at least 100 tries to quit smoking cigarettes. But it only took me the one last try to get it right and find what worked for me. And whatever your goal is, whatever the highest version of you looks like, what if your next try is the one where you get it right? What if you're giving up right before the last try that you'll ever have to make? Thomas Edison created the light bulb. Google him and some of his quotes. He was honestly such an inspirational person. He said, "Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up." And when he was asked about his failures on creating the light bulb, he said, "I did not fail. I just found 10,000 ways how not to make a light bulb." If you're ready to do something that you've always wanted to do, Remind yourself of all the ways that it didn't work. Write them down, you know, list them out. Not to beat yourself up, but because what you'll have left are all the ways that it could work. It's never a failure, always a lesson. You have not even began to see what you're capable of doing, what your mind and your body are capable of doing. And if you decide to let these limiting beliefs about yourself go, you'll get to witness it, everything that you're capable of doing. So don't limit yourself to an age, a bad year, a stereotype, or a past full of failures. Give yourself permission to have access to anything that you've ever wanted, anything you've ever wanted to be, and live there. You've probably heard the saying, dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. And to that I say, live the life that you want to have, not the life that you think you're limited to. If you want to run a marathon, live like a marathon runner. You need to go running every day. If you want to live healthy, live like a healthy person. A healthy person doesn't eat McDonald's every day. Maybe once a month. Don't wait for it to fall into your lap, because no one is going to place it there. If anyone has it who's worked so hard to have it, they're not putting it in anybody's lap. So as you're coming into this new year and you're asking yourself what you want to accomplish by this time next year, know that it's already yours. If you're wanting it, it's because you're meant to have it. You don't have to ask permission for it. You don't have to wait for it. You don't have to beg anybody for it. All you have to do is take it. This time last year, I'm sure that, you know, like everybody else, like every other year, you were hopeful about the things that you wanted to do. And you might have started and it got hard and you quit and you never picked it back up. But looking back at this year, it was hard anyways. So going into this year, knowing that it's going to be hard, but knowing that this year will probably be hard anyways, like all the others, at least let it be hard, but you get what you want at the end. Let it be hard, but at the end of the year, it was worth it. And in this moment that you're listening to this, know that I am hoping for you to take what's yours. And I'm sending you all of my love. And this year will be so beautiful for you. Thank you for being here with me and for taking this time for yourself. Until next time, bye.